In our year-long split ticket series, we've been talking with four voters about the candidates and issues that could sway their decision at the ballot box. This month, everyone is quarantined at home, thinking of little else besides the pandemic. But 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins reports the coronavirus has changed everything except people's minds about President Trump.
Hello.
Before the virus hit the U.S., Ed Switlinski was applying for jobs and doing some side work in cybersecurity. His wife had a temp job. His kids were in school. But now, like a lot of parents, they have to do everything.
We really don't get a moment's rest at all. So it's actually taking a toll because there's seemingly no end in sight.
In addition to their two daughters, Ed and his wife are also now caring for a friend's two-year-old through the foster care system. He's still looking for work, but the pandemic has prevented a lot of companies from making new hires. And Ed's wife can't work remotely, so they have no money coming in.
I can do this for a couple months, but things have to start working themselves out. It's very demoralizing. I have to sit here and do nothing.
Ed is in his 40s and lives in Bethel Park. He's a Republican, though he's voted locally for some Democrats. He gets the importance of social distancing, even though he says it's hard to tell how many lives are actually being saved by it.
Hello.
Progressive Democrat Savannah Henry wishes we had all quarantined earlier.
Yeah, I think if we would have maybe been a little bit stricter, things would have panned out differently. I still think that there would still be casualties and people would still get sick, but I don't think it would be at such a mass level. And I 100% think it's because of faulty leadership.
She's a sophomore at the University of Pittsburgh and found out school would be online for the rest of the semester while she was home on spring break in March. But while she's been social distancing the whole time, she knows other people who haven't been.
On St. Patrick's Day, it was my last day in Pittsburgh packing up my things. And my friend invited me to a quarantine St. Patrick's get together. It was a group of seniors, so I wanted to go, but luckily I left, so I didn't have that temptation.
Since then, she's been at home with her mom in Erie. She says some people she knows are not being as strict about social distancing rules, and other friends are calling them out for it.
They may not party in super large groups, but there are still small get-togethers going on. And then I've also seen people on social media tweeting and kind of policing people.
Democrat Linda Bishop, meanwhile, has no plans to leave her home right now. Linda's retired and lives in Mars, Pennsylvania with her husband.
I'm 68 years old. My husband is 74, and he has some underlying health conditions, and so do I.
Linda describes her voting habits as purple and has been registered as a Republican and a Democrat. She and her husband had been following news about the coronavirus from the beginning and decided to go into self-imposed isolation even before Governor Wolf issued a stay-at-home order. She hasn't been to a store for over 6 weeks. They've been buying everything online, do curbside pickup for groceries, and only leave their house to walk the dog.
It's hard because we don't get to see our kids. We don't get to see our little grandson. We get to video chat with him every day, but it's not the same thing, but we just know that that's how it has to be for now.
But Republican Mary Henze does not agree. Mary's been on disability since 2010, and even though she's HIV positive and has a compromised immune system, she believes the stay-at-home order is government overreach. She says the whole thing has been blown out of proportion.
And this is how I look at the whole corona thing. I have had an immunodeficiency disease for 25 years. And every flu season and every time that there's something going on, it's about me protecting myself. I cannot expect my neighbors or other people down the street to be concerned with whether I get sick or not.
She recently got tested for coronavirus because the chemo she's been getting to treat her breast cancer made her short of breath. Since she tested negative, she's been quarantining at home. But even though she's used to taking care of herself, she says the length of time she's been alone has still been hard. She doesn't see anyone except her son through the window when he brings her groceries and leaves them on her front porch.
I don't want to cry, but not having physical contact, a hug, a touch, a conversation in person is so terribly lonely.
Throughout this series, these four voters have been split on nearly every issue, from impeachment to health care. Right now, they have one thing in common. They're all at home. But while they've all watched President Trump's regular White House briefings, they have very different reactions. Republican Ed Swiklinski is not a fan of the daily briefings. They don't make him feel better or worse about the pandemic, but he is frustrated that he has to hear from experts instead of Trump.
This really isn't President Trump. Now we're at Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, the CDC. They're running the show. Trump's not running the show anymore. That I don't like.
But progressive Savannah Henry says Trump himself is the problem.
Trump is just, he's so disrespectful, so it's kind of hard to take it seriously. Every day it's something different. Like, one day he says, oh, it's up to, like, Andrew Cuomo to decide whether New York's going to reopen or not. And then the next day he says it's up to him. I just feel like there's not clear leadership. And at this time, you really need, like, a strong leader to, like, band the country together, and I'm not really seeing that.
Republican Mary Henze loves who Trump is, but says she wants to hear more from Vice President Mike Pence, since he's in charge of the coronavirus task force. And she says Trump's briefings could be tweaked a little bit.
I don't think it's bad that he talks. I think he's long-winded.
But Mary says Trump's done a good job handling the crisis overall, and she points to the fact that he banned flights from China at the end of January. She's confident Trump will win re-election easily. But fellow Republican Ed Swiklinski says the economy tanking could hurt Trump's odds.
There was not a box to be checked before in poor economy. Now there is. And now that there is, it could be his fault. And he's going to lose some percentage points for sure.
Democrat Linda Bishop thinks that the real point of these briefings is an attempt to rally his base.
His press briefings are nothing more than a substitute for the campaign rallies that he can't have right now.
Linda lays the blame for the country's unpreparedness and high death toll squarely on the Trump administration. And she's worried that the virus could still be with us or surge in the fall as voters prepare to go to the polls. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.